10,029, Mary E. Upty Grove, south of Road 4440, 860 feet west of Road 441, being Lot 1, Section D, within Timberwood Estates Development. They're seeking a special use exception to retain a manufactured home on a medical hardship basis. And I have a picture of that gentleman. Pass it on down.
Okay.
Name and address.
Carl F. Walker, Jr., 1911. 8 Saunders Road, Millsboro, Delaware.
And you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. All right, what we're trying to do here, I'm trying to keep it. My grandmother, Mary Upty Grove, is unable to take care of herself. She needs help getting back and forth to the doctors and so forth like that. We already have a mobile home on the property, which you have pictures of.
Uh-huh.
And I'm asking for it to be able to stay there so that I could reside there to be able to take care of my grandmother, make sure she's able to get where she needs to, and also to help her with her bills and so forth like that.
Okay.
I have the proper medical certificate, but I'd like to call the board's attention to the inspector's remarks.
Okay.
They didn't.
This was initially approved back in 2002.
Yes, sir.
And what was the reason that you didn't request a renewal?
It was an honest mistake on my grandmother's part. We don't know if she got the letter. I wasn't renewing them. She was doing it with my brother at the time. And he don't recall getting any paperwork neither. Once I had filed to renew this, when it come due, that's when we had got the paperwork stating that it had expired, that we had to go through it and do it this way. And I think it was just an honest mistake.
Let me explain to you how it works then. If this is approved,
yes, sir,
for a period of 2 years, and it's for as long as your grandmother needs the assistance.
Right.
Okay, so if she ceases to live there, then the mobile home has to be removed.
Okay.
Right. If, and that's, you know, for a period of 2 years, if we approve it for 2 years.
Right.
Before the end of 2 years, if she still intends to the situation still exists and she still intends to live there and so forth, then before the 2 years, you won't necessarily get a letter. It's your responsibility to come back into the Planning and Zoning Office and request an extension.
Okay.
And instead of coming before the board, you can get a 1 year approval from the Director of Planning and Zoning.
Correct.
And that can continue year after year until that situation no longer exists.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
And it won't cost you $400.
Yeah, it took me a little bit to get that.
That's your incentive.
Yeah.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Mr. Chairman, I think Mr. Mills, if he just for a minute, would like to read that also.
Yeah, I was going to get to get him, then I was going to ask him. Do you have any questions, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson? I'll wait till Mr. Mills finishes, and I have a question about whether he wants to take it. It doesn't matter. I'll give him an opportunity to read that.
Applicant aware of this?
I don't. That's what I was going to ask, unless you want to. It's fine. You can go ahead if you want to, Mr. Mills.
I can read it into record if you want me to.
That might be best also, counsel. Do you think it'd be... Counsel, you get a chance to read that, too?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, let counsel read that, and then I think it'd be best maybe to read that into record, but let counsel read also, though, please. After reading that, it'd be best to have that read into record?
Yeah, I guess in the end, give the applicant a chance to comment then after
okay.
You read it.
I'll have the secretary read this into record, and then you'll have a chance to comment when he's finished, sir. Okay? If you would, please.
This is an inspector's remarks, okay? And as Mr. Up the Grove failed to refile after personal visit violations and finally a hearing in JP court where she pled guilty and was fined and still failed to file until threatened by Constable Hudson again. How do you respond to that?
I was on the road when all this took place of when it was supposed to be taken care of as far as going in, bringing the $400 in. I was in Kentucky. Okay. And when I had gotten back, that's when I had talked to the constable, and we had come up, and I got situated with the $400 so that I could proceed with it. My fiance was actually taking care of my grandmother while it was business. The job that I was working required me to go to Kentucky, and it backed me up hard. It got me all out of whack. I come back from Kentucky and got it straight, and now I'm working back local, so I'm not on the road at all. So that I can take care of my grandmother.
So the board approves this again in 2 years, you won't have that problem.
No, sir. No, sir.
Okay.
All right. It was your grandmother who was fined?
Yes. My grandmother had went to JP court, and I think it was a $20 fine that she gave you. Yeah, it was a $20 fine that she had give her, and told them to make sure that it was taken care of. And when I got back home is when I talked to the constable, and we went ahead and proceeded and got everything in.
Very well. Okay.
All right. There was a little problem there for a while, wasn't there?
Yeah, I was in Kentucky. And it caused a lot of confliction.
Which brought to my attention also that the constable was out there on this case and was not able to get your grandmother or whoever your wife?
Your girlfriend?
My fiance.
To respond. So I'm saying to you, this won't happen again.
Right? No, sir. No, sir. I'm back. Like I said, I'm back home. I do all the body now. I don't travel no more. So it's not a. I'll be able to keep all the paperwork filed and take care of everything like it needs to be.
All right, sir. Okay. Everybody. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where it will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. I make a motion that we approve case number 10,029 for a period of 2 years.
Yeah, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
Yeah, a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,029 for a period of 2 years.
Thank you.
All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Case number